If you have just joined us for the first time, it's the last week of FebFit, and Dana and I have been a little slack with our steps. So Dana thought, let's do a challenge for the last week of FebFit, get our steps up, but we'll throw in some stakes this time. So what will the loser do? James gave us a call and said this.
Oh, I reckon there's got to be a nudie run involved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there has been.
I am going to be running around till the end of Febs to make sure that that's not me.
So whoever gets the least amount of steps up after this week will have to do a nudie run.
The issue is I don't think you're allowed to run around the streets naked.
We don't know the legalities of it, which is why we've called the cops. We've gone straight to the top. Chief Inspector of Muswellbrook and the Upper Hunter, his name's Guy Agiani. He joins us on the line this morning. Guy, is a nudie run legal?
A nudie run anywhere in New South Wales is not legal.
Ah.
Okay, so that gets us out of it then, doesn't it, Dana?
I don't think so. Not when I've been walking so many steps a day to get you in the bad position to be doing a nudie run.
Guy, what are the private property? What's the protocol with that?
Well, private property's okay as long as you can't be seen from the public area.
Okay.
Okay.
It depends who you want present when you do it.
Well, hopefully no one will be present if it's Harry running, Guy.
No one wants to see me anyway.
There's obviously it is illegal to willfully expose yourself in public.
Well,
there's a range of different offences for it, but basically what we're probably looking at there is either willful and obscene exposure or offensive conduct under the Summary Offences Act.
And what's the punishment for something like that?
What, for the person that does it or the person who has to see it?
Can we lock Harry up is what I want to know, if he does it.
No, there would be a fine involved.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So public nudity not allowed. It's off the table, Harry.
Okay. We'll think of something else. Guy Agiani, Chief Inspector. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
No problems.
Okay, Dana. I've got an idea.
What?
You heard Guy then. Thanks so much, Guy.
We can't do it then.
On public property.
Ah.
So if we were to put it out there on 654-11981, do you have a private property, like a paddock or a farm or like even some kind of yard or something like that that we could do a nudie run in?
I guess that's the only way that this can go ahead.
This is the stakes. We can't argue with the stakes. The stakes are a nudie run.
Yeah.
The loser has to do a nudie run.
But we need to find a paddock away from prying eyes.
Mm.
Okay, if you, in the Hunter Valley, if you have a paddock, the only way that this nudie run will go ahead is if it's on private property. So 654-11981, we need someone with a paddock, with a bit of property that's private, so this can still go ahead.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 981 Power FM or at 981powerfm.com.au.